And what was it like just breaking all these records at, you know, first the Agora and then Blossom and, you know, Coliseum and all these places?
It was kind of, it was definitely heady, to say the word. It wasn't something we set out to do or thought it was going to happen. We were just going through the motions of trying to stay alive as a band, trying to make good records, trying to build things. And you know, after stage passes, that's when it started to all sort of snowball. And I think right around that time, I think, was the first time we played Blossom. It's the only time we ever opened for anybody. We opened for Loggins and Messina on their last tour. And after that, it was all headlining things. Started out with one night, and then I think there was two, then three, then four, then three, then two, and whatever. That and the Coliseum. It was all kind of, we were just sort of caught up in this sort of, you know, whirlwind at the time. And it was very cool being like the first, and I think we're still the only local band to ever headline, you know, the Coliseum. Let alone hold the record there and stuff. And since they tore it down, the record is somewhat secure. But it was. But the strange thing, I was telling somebody the other day, that I was talking to my kids, and they were talking about how everybody used to think that they were really rich and things like this, you know. And I said, you know, the first time we played the Coliseum, first time we headlined the Coliseum, everybody in the band was on unemployment, except for me, and I couldn't go on because I was the boss at the corporation, so I couldn't go on. And Tommy had to borrow money for gas to get to the Coliseum to headline it, you know, it's that type of thing. So on one hand, it was, you know, you're the rock star that night, but at the same time, you know, the drummer's borrowing money from somebody to get there.
And I think I was at the one tour where I think Cheap Trick opened for you. Like in the rest of the country, you were opening up for Cheap Trick, but here in Cleveland.
Well, we did a bunch of tours with them. The first tour we did, we all started about the same time on Epic, and we did one tour that Epic paid for, promotional tour when we both started, and it was a flip flop thing. One night and then the next night we would open, and then the next night they would open, because nobody knew either of us anywhere. And we played a lot with them. Great guys. Still one of my favorite bands. Still glad to see they're doing it. But yeah, they, you know, I mean, Before we got to the Coliseum level, I remember Billy Joel opened for us at Akron Civic.
Really?
Yeah, and he was, you know, he was bigger than we were as far as nationally, but he hadn't completely gone crazy yet. I think about a week after the show, that's when, like, Just the Way You Are broke, and then it was all over for him. But, you know, I remember him being pissed off, you know. Who are these guys? Why am I opening for them? Yeah, same with John Cougar. You know, he couldn't understand it. REO, all those guys.